Well, it's another season on the verge, and it's another fantasy season here. Bo Wolf for PhiladelphiaEagles.com with our man, the fantasy spin man, Joe Dolan of FantasyGuru.com. And Joe, let's talk about the prospects for the Eagles fantasy players, starting with LeSean McCoy, a guy who was a stud 2 years ago. Not only is he healthy, but he gets Jason Peters back.
That's huge, but I think the bigger addition, Bo, is Chip Kelly to this offense. And the fact that Chip Kelly is the guy ran the hell out of the ball at the University of Oregon. And while I think he's going to expand his concepts in the NFL, because he has to, he's still going to run the ball a ton in Philadelphia. LeSean McCoy is behind the single most athletic offensive line in the NFL, and he's looked fantastic in the offense in the preseason. We've had people talking to us who are taking him as high as number two behind Adrian Peterson in their drafts, and I tend to think he was the top half of the first round type of pick by the end of the preseason. That's how high people are on LeSean McCoy, and I'm pretty confident he's going to have a huge year if he stays healthy.
Now, when you stick with the running backs, does that mean that Bryce Brown has some standalone value aside from being a handcuff for McCoy?
Absolutely. Bryce Brown, I think, actually is a little more vertically explosive than LeSean McCoy is. And while LeSean McCoy has the lateral agility, Bryce Brown can really exploit the defense on those power plays and those sweeps that Chip Kelly is known for at Oregon. I think Bryce Brown, as a number three running back in a deeper league, has a shot to be a big-time flex type of player. And if LeSean McCoy were to go down, as Bryce Brown showed last year, I think he could be a number one fantasy running back.
Well, you talk about the explosive offense and all the running plays we're going to see. What does that mean for Michael Vick? And if you were able to get him in a draft before he was named the starting quarterback, that's pretty good value.
Yeah, he was a good value, but I still think players were a little bit scared of Michael Vick's injury history. And the fact that he essentially came out this offseason and said, I'm not going to try to change the way I play. I'm just going to play the way I know how. He's going to be aggressive. He's going to be a little bit reckless. But I think Chip Kelly has rejuvenated Michael Vick, Bo. And right now, he is a number two fantasy quarterback with significant upside at a position that's pretty deep. So if you were able to back up a Matthew Stafford with Michael Vick or even Robert Griffin with Michael Vick, I think you've got legitimate upside at the quarterback spot.
On the outside, obviously, the Eagles lost Jeremy Maclin. What does that mean for DeSean Jackson? And do Riley Cooper or Jason Avant become fantasy relevant?
I'm not going to worry about Riley Cooper or Jason Avant just yet, but I think DeSean Jackson, what's particularly interesting about him is I think Chip Kelly, I have a hunch that he's going to use him a little bit differently or significantly differently than Andy Reid used him. Andy Reid really kind of deployed DeSean Jackson as a deep threat and just a shot play type of guy by the end of his tenure in Philadelphia. And I think Chip Kelly knows that DeSean Jackson is a playmaker with the ball in his hands. DeSean Jackson might get the ball a lot on those bubble screens, those rocket screens that Chip Kelly is fond of, and get the ball in his hands closer to the line of scrimmage in space where he can make defenders miss. We know DeSean Jackson's an elite punt returner when he gets the opportunity to go back there. So why not use those skills offensively a little bit more than Andy Reid did?
Finally, at tight end, which is not a very deep position in fantasy this year, the Eagles have three guys. Does that mean we can't trust any of them, or is there one guy that you have your high on?
Well, I wasn't trusting them at draft time. I really wasn't feeling comfortable enough with any of the Eagles tight ends to draft them, but I'm absolutely keeping my eye on them because the position is not deep, and I think a lot of fantasy players are going to be mining the waiver wire all year for a relevant tight end. If Brent Celek comes out and shows that he's a pretty darn good, reliable PPR option, I could see him in the first couple weeks being a popular waiver wire guy. But if Zach Ertz shows the vertical explosion that he showed at Stanford and becomes a big-time receiver for the Eagles down the seam, I think he's going to be a guy that by the end of the year could be in starting lineups for some playoff teams.
I do think Ertz will make some moves in the red zone for the Eagles this season. Quickly, around the rest of the league, very quick, any guys at other positions who you think are undervalued at the beginning of the season?
Well, I think people at the quarterback position are undervaluing Sam Bradford a little bit. I think the St. Louis Rams have built this offense really with a lot of weapons to help out Sam Bradford. The offensive line, even though they added Jake Long, is a little bit of a question, but I think the spread offense is going to be a huge focus for the Rams, and I think it's going to be really comfortable for Sam Bradford. I have him as a high-end backup quarterback.
All right, well, good stuff from Joe Dolan. Expect much more of that throughout the season here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. You can follow him on Twitter @FG_Dolan and listen to him on XM 87, Sirius 210.